All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, things are beginning to heat up on Major League Baseball's hot stove this offseason. We've seen the New York Yankees acquire starting pitcher James Paxton from the Seattle Mariners, and this is a step in the right direction for the Yankees. I mean, you're looking at a team, they won 100 games this past season, but their lack of quality starting pitching did them in a postseason. And I think going forward, this is a move in the right direction, but they still are going to need another arm. I mean, Paxton will give them a solid arm in that rotation. He is definitely an upgrade from Sonny Gray, who is a guy that they are looking to shop this offseason. But Paxton is definitely a step in the right direction. Another big name out there. The San Francisco Giants have thrown the name of starting pitcher Madison Bumgarner out there. And you're looking at one guy in Bumgarner. You know, when he's healthy, he's one of the better pitchers in the game. He can also get it done in the postseason. He has 1 year left on his deal, and he's 29 years of age. I look at the Yankees, Houston Astros, Angels, Atlanta Braves, Philadelphia Phillies, Milwaukee Brewers, and St. Louis Cardinals, all being teams who could potentially be in on Bumgarner. I mean, if you're the Yankees, why not take a flyer on him and go all out to try to surpass the Red Sox and get to that World Series title for a year? If you're the Houston Astros, you're probably going to let Dallas Keuchel go in free agency. So why not take a shot for 1 year with Bumgarner and put him in that rotation with Garrett Cole and Justin Verlander? If you're the Los Angeles Angels, you need to go out there and make a splash to make yourselves relevant again. The Atlanta Braves, they appear like they want to push all of their chips to the table and make a go at it. The same thing can be said about the Philadelphia Phillies. And the Milwaukee Brewers were so close last year. Why not try to build off of that? We'll have to wait and see. And then a classic organization like the Cardinals. I mean, you sleep on them sometimes, but these are moves that, you know what, you never count them out. And, you know, the trade talk between the Seattle Mariners and the New York Mets is heating up as far as the Mets being able to acquire veteran second baseman Robinson Cano. We'll have to wait and see how the details of that one work out. The Miami Marlins are still throwing catcher JT Realmuto out there through the trade market. I'm not sure that the Marlins are going to do it unless they get blown away by an offer due to the fact that Realmuto is under contract with the club through 2021. We've seen Josh Donaldson and Brian McCann join the Atlanta Braves, and this is all about the Braves' push. I mean, they're getting veteran guys in there, and they're trying to take that next step. We saw Atlanta win the NL East this year. Now they want to build off of that and really be a postseason threat in 2019. I threw the Angels' name out there in regards to Madison Bumgarner, but this is an important offseason for them because they just continue to waste the talent of outfielder Mike Trout, and at some point, if they cannot put a winning club around him, he's going to say, you know what, I want out of here. The big names on the market this offseason, of course, Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, and Dallas Keuchel, they're going to have to wait until the smoke clears in order for them to cash in. And the reason is, more and more, we're seeing teams rely on the trade front to see what they can get before they decide to go spend the money in free agency. So I think even the big name guys like Harper, Machado, and Keuchel are going to have to wait. And especially another name to hit the free agent market in the past few days with Jonathan Schoop after the Milwaukee Brewers decided to non-tender him. Of course, he spent the majority of his career with the Baltimore Orioles. He was traded by the Orioles this season to the Milwaukee Brewers, and he was important for them as far as them winning the NL Central and then, of course, getting to the NLCS. But I'm like, a guy like Jonathan Schoop, there's so much that he can do. He can play multiple positions. He gets on base. He hits for power. He hits for average. And a guy like that is definitely going to have his fair share of teams looking after him this offseason. So we're really just waiting for that first domino to fall. I mean, we know that the trades are going to happen, but like I said before, and I'll keep saying it, we got to wait to see who gets signed first. And that's when that happens, we're going to see a domino effect, and it's going to be a mad race to see who's going to lock up the free agents. But things are definitely starting to pick up, and with Christmas right around the corner, we should see some guys start to put their names on the dotted line. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.